as given by Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, can be summarized thus. His service is favorable and is always in relation to Krishna. In order to keep the purity of such Krishna conscious activities, one must be freed from all material desires and philosophical speculation. Any desire except for the service of the Lord is called material desire. And philosophical speculation refers to the sort of speculation which ultimately arrives at a conclusion of voidism or impersonalism. This conclusion is useless for a Krishna conscious person. Only rarely by philosophical speculation can one reach the conclusion of worshipping Vasudeva, Krishna. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita itself. The ultimate end of philosophical speculation, then, must be Krishna, with the understanding that Krishna is everything, the cause of all causes, and that one should therefore surrender unto him. If this ultimate goal is reached, then philosophical advancement is favorable. But if the conclusion of philosophical speculation is voidism or impersonalism, that is not bhakti.
There is a verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Vasudeva Para Vida, Vasudeva Param Gyanam, Vasudeva Param Gati. So, unless one is led to the conclusion Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Gyan, Vairagya, Karma, anything that you are trying to achieve, if it is not targeted to the realization of Vasudeva, then it samayeva hi kevala. That is the conclusion of Bhagavad. Whatever you do, the ultimate goal should be realization of Vasudeva, Krishna. Vedaishya sarvai aham eva veda. All Vedic conclusion should be ultimately to realize Vasudeva Krishna. Bhavanam janmanamanti. This realization is achieved after many, many births of philosophical speculation, mystic, yogic exercise, or fruitive activities, koti kormi madhye ek jnani srishta. To become karmi is the third class stage of life. One has to make progress further so that one may become self-realized, brahma-bhuta. So, out of many, many karmis, one jnani or one who has realized his identification, he is better. And out of many millions of jnanis who are trying to realize his self by philosophical speculation, brahma-jnana. So, one mukta or liberated soul is better. And out of many thousands of liberated souls, it is said by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is very rare to find out a pure devotee of Krishna. The conclusion is, a pure devotee of Krishna is picked up out of many, many liberated persons. Mukta sangasya jaya, Krishna realization, Bhagavat tattva vijnanam, mukta sangasya jaya. Bhagavata Tattva, the true, the absolute true, which is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavata Tattva Vigyan. Tattva means true, and that is Bhagavan. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti. Brahma realization is not all. One has to go further, Paramatma realization. One has to go further. When one comes to realization of Bhagavan, Sarishajya Purna Bhagavan, Bhagavan means full with six kinds of opulences, person. Sachidananda Vigraha, Sarva Karana Karanam. That is ultimate goal of life. Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Sa Mahatma Sudullava. Such kind of Mahatma is very rare. That is the verdict of all Vedic literature and confirmed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Koti Mukta Madhe Dulha Krishna Bhakta. Krishna Bhakta, a pure devotee of Krishna, is very rarely to be found out amongst the muktas, amongst the liberated soul. Others are trying to become liberated. But Krishna Bhakta is above liberation. Pancham Purusharth. People are busy for dharma, artha, kam, moksha. Some of them are busy to become religious. Of course, without religious life, there is no human society. Dharmina hina pasivi samana. Unless a society takes to religiosity, it is not human society. Therefore, we see any civilized human society, there is a kind of religious system. It doesn't matter whether it is Hinduism, Christianism, or Buddhism, or Mohammedanism. But there must be a religious system. Without this system, that human society is not considered as human society. There is animal society. I understand that in America, the Red Indians, who are supposed to be not civilized, they had also a religious system. So maybe a perverted form of religious system. Similarly, in India also, there are primitive races in the jungles. They have also. Religious system means approving the authority of some supreme being. That is religious system. So, in the animal society, there is no such conception that there is God. We have got some relationship with God. What is that relationship? This type of discussion cannot be present in the animal society. So, dharma, artha, kam, moksha. Generally, religious system is taken for improving social and economic condition. Artha means economy. Artha is required for sense gratification. We require economic development for our sense gratification. And when one is completely satisfied, then he can cultivate about spiritual realization, moksha, apavarga. So, dharmasya apavargasya artha na arthaya upakalpata. So, dharma is not meant for developing economic condition. that is secondary. But dharma is meant for ultimate goal of liberation. People do not know that. People are not educated at what is the ultimate goal of life. Still, they take to religious life as a compromise between the contending elements that we must live peacefully under religious system. The aim is how to live in this material world peacefully. Sometimes religion and God is conceived in that way. That if we have some conception of God, then we shall be moral, we shall be peaceful. Otherwise, there is no need of presenting God in the society. There are so many different opinions, different philosophers, different religious systems, according to the modes of nature. But actually, every system must be targeted towards realization of Krishna or God. Vidishta sarvai aham eva vedam. That is Bhagavad Dharma. Bhagavad Dharma means realization of the Supreme Personality of God. Prahlad Maharaj recommended culture of this Bhagavad Dharma from the very beginning of life. Kaumaro acharit prajna dharman bhagavatanya. That is the success of human form of life, to execute Bhagavad Dharma. The process and dharma, as we have several times explained, dharma means the course of Bhagavan, dharmantu sakshat bhagavat prani. So this Krishna consciousness movement is directly touching the point, not step by step. There is no time. In the Kali Yuga, there is very little time to go step by step. Otherwise, there are 20 different types of religious scriptures, Vinshati Prakar, Dharma Shastra. So who will read and who will try to understand? There is no time. Prayana alpaya ayusha kalau asmin yuge jana. People are very short living and they are not very enthusiastic for self-realization, manda. Even there, somebody becomes interested in self-realization, they accept some wrong path, manda sumanda matayu. They have got different mata, opinion or path. And the so-called Swamis, they also support that whatever opinion you have got about religious system, that is all right. Jato mat tato pa. But actually, the fact is different. The fact is that once you take simply to the devotional path, bhaktamava vijana, if you actually serious to know God or Krishna, then you must take to this process of devotional service. Without this, you cannot understand, not through karma, not through speculation, not through mystic yogic exercises, but through devotional service. Bhaktamama vijana, javan jaschami tattva. That is stated clearly in the Bhagavad. But people do not know it. Anartha upasamam sakshat bhakti yogam adokhaji. Bhakti yogam, execution of bhakti yoga, is the means of anartha upasam, subduing the anarthas. Material life means we have accumulated some unwanted things, just like this material body. This is also not wanted, but somehow or other we have developed this. And as we have got this material body, we have got so many material necessities of life. It is not that abruptly we have to give up, but by yukta-vairagya, everything, the material activities, dovetailing with Krishna consciousness, it becomes gradually purified. And we come to the final stage of understanding Krishna, that is, our success of life. Go on.
Karma, the fruits of activities, are sometimes understood to be ritualistic activities. There are many persons who are very much attracted by the ritualistic activities described in the Vedas. But if one becomes attracted simply to ritualistic activities without understanding Krishna, his activities are unfavorable to Krishna consciousness. Actually, Krishna consciousness can be based simply on hearing, chanting, remembering, etc. Described in the Srimad Bhagavatam are 9 different processes, besides which everything done is unfavorable to Krishna consciousness. Thus one should always be guarding against fall downs.
So, we should directly take to the 9 different process of devotional service, Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu. That we are stressing specifically every time, that hearing about Krishna is very important, Sravanam. As it is described in the Bhagavatam, Sinnatang Sakatha Krishna, Sinnatang. Simply hearing, Sinnatang. Those who are hearing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also recommended, sthane sthita sutigatang tanuvang manobhi. One may stay in his position as a Brahman, as a Kshatriya, as a Vaishya, or as a Sudra. Everyone can hear about Krishna. This assembly which you are holding, there is no such thing that only the Brahmanas will come here or the Kshatriyas will come here. Anyone can come and hear about Krishna. That is the process of Krishna consciousness movement. We try to invite everyone from every corner of the world to hear about Krishna. And that is becoming successful also. Simply by hearing about Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And reading Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, simply talking about Krishna, there become successful. We should take in the Kali Yuga, it is very difficult to go step by step, it is not possible. Therefore, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the easiest path has been recommended. Harinnama, Harinnama, Harinnama iva kiva. Kalau nastiva, nastiva, nastiva gatirannatha. Actually, we cannot accept various paths for self-realization. That is not impossible. Sometimes, because we give stress directly to accept this devotional service, people are not very much happy that we do not give any importance to the process of jnana and karma and yoga. We do not condemn, but they are very difficult. The yogic process, especially in Western countries, they are very much fond of the word yoga. We are therefore publishing this book, Krishna Consciousness is the Topmost Yoga. Actually, it is so. So the yoga system or the jnana system or the karma and system, we do not make them null and void, but it will be very much slow form of progress. It will take long, long time. Neither it is possible to execute yoga system or karma system very properly in this age. Therefore, the best contribution to the people of this age is Krishna consciousness. Immediately take to Krishna, directly take to Krishna, and your life will be successful. Krishna also says, sarva-dharmān parityaja. The yoga system, karma system, jnana system, they may be taken as different types of religious path, but Krishna recommends not only at the present moment, but eternally he recommends. 5,000 years ago, he said, sarva-dharmān parityaja, māmekaṁ saraṇam gacchami. I will give you protection, ahaṁtā sarva-pāpa. Go on.
The Rupa Goswami has also mentioned in this definition of bhakti the word jnana karmadi. This karmadi, or fruitive work, consists of activities which are unable to help one attain to pure devotional service. Many forms of so-called renunciation are also not favorable to Krishna conscious devotional service.
Yeah. Karma, Rupa Goswami has directly recommended. Annabhilashita sunnam jnana karmat anabhritam. Actually, we find so many yogis, jnanis, karmis, they cannot understand even what is the benefit of this Krishna consciousness movement. Because we say directly take to devotional service, sometimes they are not satisfied. But what can be done? This is the process recommended. And we are preaching through the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended that this process of Krishna Kirtan, Parang Vijayate Krishna Sankirtan, Chita-darpana-marjanam bhava-mahadāvāgni-nirpāpanam Sriyakkaira-vachandrika-vitaranam vidyāvadhu-jīvanam Ānandāmudivardhanam pratipadam purnāmitāsvādhanam Sarvātma-sapanam parang-vijayati Śrī-Krishna-saṅkīrtanam. This is Chaitanya Mahāprabhu's blessings. Parang Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana. So go anywhere and everywhere, chant Hare Krishna mantra, and you will become victorious. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's blessings. It is not our invention. And practically, we are getting result. All over the world, our only means is to chant Hare Krishna mantra. Recently, we have become victorious, very recently, in Melbourne. You know, our men were being arrested and prosecuted. But one, the chief clergyman, Archbishop, he has recommended that these people are very nice people, God conscious. Don't give them trouble. Yes. And the government has stopped harassing. Now we are free to move on the street and go anywhere. This recent news we have got from Melbourne. Madhudhida Maharaj has sent this news. Similarly, we are harassed in London also, and other places, in USA also, San Francisco. I do not know whether I harass in New York, but more or less in Japan also, they are talking that you become bona fide religious organization, otherwise you cannot come on the street. So, although there is harassment by the governing agents, and still we are coming out successful. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana. All glories to the Sri Krishna Sankirtana, practically. So you stick to this principle, go on chanting Hare Krishna mantra anywhere it is possible, and you will be victorious. That is the blessings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Believe in it, and you will be successful. Yes, go on.
Srila Rupa Goswami has also quoted a definition from the Narada Pancharatra as follows, quote, "One should be free from all material designations and must be cleansed of all material contamination by Krishna consciousness. He should be restored to his pure identity, where he engages his senses in the service of the proprietor of the senses." Unquote. So when our senses are engaged for the actual proprietor of the senses, that is called devotional service.
Rishikena Rishikesa Sevarang Bhakti Rucha. Bhakti, devotional service, does not mean inertness. Not simply sitting down or meditate. It is activity, engaging all the senses. Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam. Rishik means these senses. Not these senses, but purified senses. Sarvapadhi vininmukta. Just like pranai rathai dhiyavacha. Pran, life, artha, riches, money, dhiya, intelligence, and vacha, speeches. So everyone using, just like for national cause, people are engaging life. They are sacrificing life. So many, for attainment of independence in India, so many Indians gave up their life, prani. So many people gave up their everything. We know during national movement, Mr. C.R. Das, a great leader of the Congress group, he sacrificed everything. He was a very big lawyer, barrister. He sacrificed his profession, he sacrificed his life, everything. So as we are sacrificing everything for attainment of some so-called national independence, the same thing, if we sacrifice for Krishna, then our life becomes successful. Pranai rathai dhiya vacha. So it is not inactivity. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or his followers, they were not inactive. They were acting. This Rupa Goswami, he was so active that he could not sleep at night even for more than 1 and 1/2 hours. They retired from the material activities. He was minister. He gave up his job and joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In old age, he came to Vrindavan not to live a retired life, but a very active life. Nana shastra vicharanai kanipuno saddharma sasthapako lokanang hitakarino tribhuvane manno sarannakaro. Radha Krishna Padaravanda Bhajananandi Namattaliko Bande Rupa Sanatana Uragujugo Sri Jiva Gopalako. Here is sitting Sri Goswami Ji. He is coming from Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So all these six Goswamis, They are not inactive. They are not active. As we are active in the karma, karmi, life, so bhakti life is also activity. It is not sitting down idly or gossiping. One must find out some job to serve Krishna. That is bhakti life. Rishikena Rishikesho Sevanam. Sevanam means activity. Sevanam does not mean sit down, idle, inert. No. As soon as seva, seva means activity. One has to preach, one has to write, one has to do this, do that, cook, offer the prasadam, everything, seva, activity. So that activity and karmi's activity, there is difference. The karmi's activity is on upadhi. I am American, I am Indian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian. With this upadhi, we are active. But bhakti means without upadhi. Sarvapadhi minimum. Activity without upadhi. Working not as American. Working not as Indian. Working not as Hindu. Working not as Muslim. That is sarvapadhi vininmuktam tatparata nirmalam. If we think that I am Christian, I am Hindu, I am an American, that is with upadhi. When we purely think that we are or I am servant of Krishna, my only business is to satisfy Krishna, that activity is called bhakti. If I become interested in some party, that is not. Sometimes people criticize these American and European devotees that they think that they are American devotee, we are Hindu devotee. There is difference. This is not bhakti, man. This is upadhi. Why you should think yourself as Hindu? Why you should think of others who have come from America as American? That is less intelligence. Krishna bhakta, Vaishnava jati buddhi. If one thinks of Vaishnava as belonging to this class, this nation, he has no vision. Naroki. That is called Naroki buddhi. Vaishnava jati buddhi. Arche siladhi gurusu naramati Vaishnava jati buddhi. If we think the deity as made of stone and made of wood, arche siladhi gurusu naramati, if we accept spiritual master as ordinary human being, Vaishnava jati buddhi, and if we take a Vaishnava as belonging to America, Europe and India, no, they are transcendental. Neither the deity in the temple is stone, neither the spiritual master is ordinary human being, nor the Vaishnava belongs to any caste. This vision is perfect vision. When you come to this vision, that is bhakti. Tatparatena nirmalam. A bhakta has to become purified. Tatparatena. Being dovetailed with the service of tat, om tat sat, tatparam. This is the process of devotional service. One should not be designated. I am this, I am that, I am that. No. The world should unite. This Krishna consciousness movement is so nice that one should forget that he is Indian or Hindu or Christian or American or Indian. Everyone should unite as servant of Krishna. That is bhakti-mārga. unfortunately, they distinguish between American Vaishnava and Indian Vaishnava, Brahmin Vaishnava, Shudra Vaishnava. No. A Vaishnava is Vaishnava. Vishnu asya devata iti Vaishnava. One who has accepted Vishnu as my Lord, he has no designation. A Vaishnava has no such distinction. Sarvapadi vinin muktam. This is the sutra given by Narad. Tattenaiva vinidhise. So we must follow the path of Mahajan, the instruction of the Acharya, then we can become purified. And unless we are purified, there is no question of pure devotional service. Sabhakta prakita smritaha. If one does not want to become advanced, or if one does not want to become purified, then he remains a prakita bhakta. Prakita bhakta means executing devotional service under the instruction of spiritual master and the regulative principles of Shastra, but he is still on the platform of material understanding. That is called prakita bhakta. A prakita bhakta cannot understand how another bhakta is transcendental. A prakita bhakta cannot understand that Vrindavan is always transcendental. Therefore, Srila Jiva Goswami has discussed this point in his Tattva Sandharo that we cannot accept any manufactured ideas because everyone is defective by the four defects of material life. We have to accept the version of Vedas, Puranas. He has tried to establish Puranas as Vedic supplementary. Others, they reject Puranas out of the Vedas. But Jiva Goswami established all the Goswamis, just like Rupa Goswami has given Shruti Smriti Puranadi Panchratri ki vidhin bina Vaikanti ki harer bhakti utpata eva kalpati. It is utpat, disturbance. If you do not follow the principles of Shruti, Smriti, Puran, Panchratri ki vidhi, just like you were discussing this point, sarva-padhi-vinin-muktam, this is pancha-ratri-vidhi. If we do not follow these principles, without following this principle, this so-called devotion and service, hari-bhakti, utpa, simply disturbance. Simply disturbance. Therefore, we have to follow the principles laid down by the Goswamis, Sarva-Goswami, Bandi Rupa Sanatana Raghujuga, Sri Jiva Gopala. And then our attempt will be successful. Thank you very much.